Texas. Most products we carry are unique to this area and are discounted every day. Mr. Sandman also offers a large selection of adjustable bases at the lowest prices around. We are overstocked on headboards and luxury pillows, so they are all on sale at huge discounts off internet prices, including some plush memory foam pillows for $25. Your child will love one. We do sell box springs, both lower profile and regular heights, for a no-pressure, pleasant shopping experience. Visit us in Millbrook on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 next to the Citgo station, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
It's June 13th, the greatest day ever. On the 13th of June, 1920, the U.S. Postal Service officially bans the shipment of children via parcel post. However, the practice of shipping children through the mail was reinstated some years later after the invention of cardboard boxes with air holes. Have a great June 13th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
4 o'clock. Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump calling for an end to joint military drills with South Korea during his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. The president says pulling U.S. troops from South Korea is not on the table for now.
We have 32,000 soldiers in South Korea. I'd like to get them home. I would like to, but it is not on the table right now. At the appropriate time, it will be.
The president talking with Fox's Brett Baer aboard Air Force One. The full interview tonight on the Fox News channel at 6 Eastern. Stock indexes lower after the Fed announces it's raising a key interest rate. The Dow ending the day 119 points lower. The S&P and NASDAQ also down. A proposal to split California into three states is expected to qualify for placement on the November ballot. Even if California voters pass the measure, that division would require state lawmakers and Congress to approve. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's about John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Just a deadbeat spouse and never paying support. He owes 150 grand, now the jail doors will slam at his day in court. Well, he played Beau Duke and drove the General Lee. He had a small part in Smallville, but it didn't help financially. And now he's going away to the penitentiary. Because he couldn't afford any alimony. He's just a deadbeat spouse. Yeah, and that's a fact. He can't pay his bills, cause apparently he also can't act.
Yee-haw! All right, he was sentenced to 72 hours. He served five, and he's claiming that he just could not meet the requirements. I would love to get Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson to feedback on this particular situation. He's still got 240 hours of community service, but while he's doing all that, how's he going to try and produce additional income to solve the problem? I don't understand that. This is not a guy who's out there. He's not a druggie or anything like that. Quite the challenge. Now, here's a guy who must have carpal tunnel because he's been waiting for a good 7 minutes at least. William B., I'm going to give you lessons. Next time I have a chance to sit and chat with you, I'll give you lessons on the best times to call.
I always call it the worst times, but hey, you know, whatever. That's just me. Bad timing. You were talking about Larry Stevens earlier.
Yes.
I'm not sure. My memory's really fuzzy. A lot of brain cells have died since then. But he did the wake up show, and there was a theme song there. Get your head out of bed. I don't remember. Well, it was weird. I don't know if anybody can remember that or find it. Well, Rusty Aldridge probably can. If he can't, one of the voices in his head could probably tell him about it. I ran into him last weekend at Food Outlet in Millbrook.
Oh.
Talked for a while, yeah. But, like I said, if Rusty can't remember it, one of the voices in there probably can.
I was just checking my files. We had a bunch of Larry Stevens stuff in the system from a reunion show that we did a few years ago. But
yeah.
Apparently it's gone.
This is this song with spray your pits and eat the grits. And, I don't know. It's just it was weird. Rusty will probably remember it.
Love to check it out. Thanks so much for the call.
All right, man. See you.
Come to Bomb Hours tonight. We'll be there right after the show for our weekly after party. We hope you'll come and join us. It is 408. What was that other call?
The guy said he was coming in to town from Prattville. He's on 65 southbound, and apparently 65 going on to 85.
Mm-hmm.
That turn, and 18-wheeler, big rig, has overturned.
Well, that is a very sharp incline. Any large truck that would take that too fast.
So I think it just happened. We'll be getting more information.
All right, anybody that has or sees what's going on with it, please feel free to call us at 272-9228.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
All right, I asked you to think about this earlier.
Joey,
what do you think God looks like? Well, you are agnostic, atheist.
Pretty much atheist. But not,
when you hear the word God, what comes to mind? What, a human being or something we can't?
If I hear the word God, what comes to mind, my best mind is the highest and the greatest. I'd think of like a sublime sunset maybe on the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Like the power and majesty of the world that you can barely comprehend. So I would think of like being on some beach somewhere, kind of soaking in how massive the world is.
Already a couple of times this afternoon, we've given you information that says, hey, the world is waking up to the reality of the left and the craziness and all that, and starting to think independently. And then I see something like this, and I think, well, there's no hope. There was a survey done of people. Who do you think God looks like? That was the question.
Our survey said...
Young Brad Pitt. He was the leading vote getter. Young Brad Pitt. Do you think Brad Pitt looks like God?
Yeah.
Others getting votes. Jimmy Fallon. Elon Musk. And Val Kilmer got a few votes.
Well, in the Kevin Smith movie Dogma, God is Alanis Morissette.
I think I saw that. That came out in the 90s?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, I did see it. Ben
Affleck. Yeah, Matt Damon are in it. Yeah. They're the angels. It was Fallen Angels.
I did see it. I recall enjoying it, but I can't remember a damn thing from it.
Very funny movie. Very funny movie.
I was watching it with their girl, Diane. That was a...
Being raised Catholic and Kevin Smith being a believer in a Catholic, it's a great take on the struggles you go through as a Catholic. And it's very funny. It's a Kevin Smith movie. It's
I'm
dirty.
Disappointed that George Burns didn't get some votes. Those Oh God movies were kind of funny.
I'm sorry I gave you that answer earlier. If that word God, I don't think of like Michelangelo in the Sistine Chapel or Some like bearded man. I think of like the world, everything, you know.
Let's see what Brandon has to say this afternoon. Good afternoon, Brandon.
What's going on, man? It's been a while.
I know. What are you up to these days?
Trying to be sexy on the memory foam mattress, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Still having trouble with that. So, the guy that was talking about Larry and the Waking Crew, they used to sing a song called Get Your Head Out of Bed. You ain't listening to what I said, I believe.
You know who's on the line next to you is Rusty Aldridge. I'm sure he's got it.
Yeah, he probably knows it, but used to listen to Larry and the Waking Crew every single morning as a kid, and they were fantastic. I didn't know I was listening to a local radio station. I was just a kid, you know, and just funny and awesome group, and they played some of the best music.
Oh yeah,
music that I like to this day because it's what I listened to in my formative years. You know, the I like to. I'm gonna end up regretting telling you my music taste, but the 80s stuff like Tears for Fears and whatnot. You know, I like to take a bath and listen to Tears for Fears. cry about my problems.
Everybody wants to rule the world. Brandon, as always, we appreciate your call. Thank you. And here is Rusty Aldrich.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing?
Good. I take it you've heard some of the discussion?
I have. First off, what does God look like?
Yeah.
I can't remember the show, but Howie Mandel was on it. It was like a doctor show. Do you remember?
No, I...
Okay, well, anyway, Howie Mandel played this character on there, and he was a doctor, and he had this wild afro. He had a lot of hair. And he either dreamed he died or he had a near-death experience or something. Mm-hmm. And he's up there in heaven, and he said, look, man, you know, this just can't be. I would like to speak to somebody in charge. He said, well, the big man is right over there. And he walks over, and he comes face-to-face with himself. And so he said, oh, I get it. In your own image, right?
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's right. And so that's what I always figured God looked like, you know, me or Howie Mandel. But
the next time I take time to pray, I'm going to be thinking of Rusty Aldrich.
Hear my fear. I appreciate any words you can give me. But the Wake Up song, unless my memory is completely gone, it was done by some of the people who worked there at the station, and they were led by Bill the Birdman Thomas. Now, I don't know if you ever heard of Birdman or
I've heard of the Birdman.
Birdman was something else. Now, he was a sport. But they got in that production room and did this thing, and they're clapping hands, and it's a cappella. And it goes, unless I've forgotten, it's get your head out of bed. You ain't listening to what I said. Get your head out of bed. Don't act like your body's lead. Out of them
covers. Yeah, who wrote those lyrics, John Lennon?
I mean, they're really probably profound. Birdman. Well, you might have had John Lennon ghost some of it.
Yeah.
But he said, get out of them covers and onto your feet. You about as lively as a pound of ground meat. Get your head out of bed, spray them pits, eat them grits while the wake-up service plays them hit. And Larry's probably got it somewhere. I will, if you would like to play it sometime, I will see what I can do. Maybe I can find it.
Sure.
And we'll get it to you. It's real cute, you know. It was like a hallmark for that show. And like Brandon said, I have people all the time come up and say, hey, man, and then they'll sing that song for me. And I'm like, thanks.
Well, Rusty, we appreciate the call and the clarification, and we'll see you tomorrow morning around 7. Huh?
Looking forward to it. Y'all have a good afternoon.
All right, buddy. And Fred.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Well.
That George Burns, you were talking about that.
Yeah.
He was on Carson right after that. It was so funny. He was like, you know, I was in that movie, God. If you noticed, Johnny, I wasn't wearing any makeup, huh? In other words, he was saying he looked like God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got it, Fred. I thought that was actually quite a brilliant concept, and I liked the way that George Burns played it because it was not blasphemous.
Right.
There was actually some substance to that.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Well, appreciate the call, buddy.
Yeah, man.
And LaDonna is in the house. Who's LaDonna?
The sassy lassie with the classy jassy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That goes back a ways, huh?
Yes, it does.
So we are heading over to Baumhauer's tonight now.
Yes, and we have a celebration tonight.
What are we celebrating?
Well, you know Mike and Sally.
Yeah.
Mike's birthday is today.
Mike's birthday.
Yes. Well, happy birthday, Mike.
I wish they would let me know these things a little more in advance.
We got it taken care of, boss.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have to worry about nothing.
Nothing. You just show up.
That's all I got to do.
That's it.
Oh.
Easy peasy.
I love that. Thank you so much for the heads up on that.
Absolutely.
And of all the Knights of the Round Tables, Mike is one of our greatest regulars.
Yes, yes.
And we really appreciate that, Mike and Sally and family. And we hope you'll join us tonight. Now, next week, Wednesday night, it's either going to get Sauce with the Boss night or it's going to be the Big Wickle night. Because Rick Peters around here at Blue Water is the Big Wickle.
Yes, he is.
He's on the cover of Boom Magazine this month, and we want to...
Looking good.
...fate him. but I've been having some trouble trying to get everybody to communicate, well, what do you want to do for this special occasion? Hope to have an announcement on that by the end of the week.
I'm sure it'll come together.
Because June is starting to tick away quickly.
It is, yeah. It is.
And, of course, LaDonna, Jeremy.
Oh, we have so many good people that come out there. I've made
so many
friends.
Is Bobby coming? When is Bobby going to show up again?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of giving him a little time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He's just gone through a loss.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful group. Come and join us. Don't be standoffish.
I'll introduce you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, Donna's the woman that will take you around. And look at all the people that have become friends over the years we've been doing this.
It has been a godsend for me.
Really has.
Yes.
Really has. Terrific group. And they're always, whenever we are trying to help a cause, the one guy I'm really hoping and praying will come one of these nights is Keith Rowland.
Yes. But I hope he does come.
He will when he is ready.
Right.
That I'm pretty confident
about.
It'll
be good to see him.
Yes, it will. And Cranky's on the phone.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you what. Looks like that Trump's going to get us into another war, huh?
The what?
Looks like that Trump's going to get us into another war, huh?
That Trump?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. The little liberal pinheads are all going to be popping. Hey, that show the fellow was talking about that Howie Mandel was on, it was St. Elsewhere. It was a great show. Really, really.
I did watch some of that towards the end of its run. It was a good show.
It was an underrated show. Really did enjoy that.
Lasted a long time. It was around quite a while, though.
I don't remember what years it ran, but it was a good show. But you were talking about George Burns and everything. They were saying after, you know, John Denver had his airplane crash, that boy, isn't John Denver going to be surprised when he finds out God doesn't look like George Burns. But what have I missed in the news today? I haven't been able to hear anything. I know they're reeling over Trump's success.
Support he's getting within his own party is magnificent, like Bob Corker today, another rhino. Saying that the GOP has become cultish and fearful under Trump. Yeah, because the party's over, ass hats.
That's
the party's
right.
Over. Your little game is over. You sat on your asses and lied to us, and a guy comes along who means business and gets things done, and you don't. You're all sitting there with your, you know, what's in your hands. I better stop here before.
All this is gamesmanship. And as far as the exercises that they're calling off, I lived in Korea for 3 years, and every year they had it was called Team Spirit, and every year they'd have massive military buildup and everything.
Right.
It was a show of force to remind the North what they were up against.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all it was. The Rock Army trains, the U.S. Army trains. It was just a show of force every year. Well, you know what? If he abides by the agreement, we don't need that show of force.
Well, I'll tell you what. He was starting to fire missiles while Obama was still president. He did it on the 4th of July one year.
Well,
and
sure,
what did he do about it?
He knew that President Nokahonis wasn't going to do anything.
Yep. You got it. Cranky, I'm sorry, we're just out of time. I'm so past the point where we got to get to traffic and a bunch of other stuff, and there's no way we'll get a roll call in today.
Oh.
I know. It'll come back.
It's
just on a little temporary vacation, but we will get it back. And next hour, if you missed it at the open of the show, you are going to hear the story of a recovering liberal Democrat, and it's passionate, it's brilliant. It's on my Facebook page if you won't be able to listen at 5 when we play it next. But once you see it, get it and share it off your page, because there's a lot of people who need to hear the truth, and this guy speaks truth. 4:22 before we head to the traffic dungeon, we want to thank Mr. Electric, our electrifying by the way, LaDonna, since you're here, what do you think God looks like?
Not Brad Pitt, I tell you that.
Yeah, I'm kind of not with that. I'm afraid to say, since we're made in his image, and maybe God's image changes when we have contact with him.
Yes, yes.
I just don't want to meet the Lord and have him say,
"You sure is ugly."
That would be Very depressing.
Not good.
Mr. Electric, by the way, if you don't have that go-to name and number to call when you need electric service, repair, or an installation, ceiling fan, outlets, whatever you need, if you want to make sure that you have real surge protection, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Mr. Electric will install surge protection at the only place where it's going to make a real difference. On an afternoon like this where we're starting to see these scattered storms break out, a lightning strike near your home, not necessarily on it, but near it. Look at, we got hit above the building. And that unbelievable amount of energy, I'm not quite sure how to quantify it, but it fried. We were lucky we were able to get back on the air, and it took years, really, to restore everything to normal. So in this digital age, you really want to make sure your stuff is protected, because a lightning strike that fries your electronics, you could lose your pictures and so many things that we now store digitally. Don't let it happen, and you don't have to go broke doing it. Call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Ask about surge protection. Any other electrical needs, maybe just a free checkup on your system to make sure there's nothing going on. If you have a light that's flickering or you hear a humming sound anywhere in the house, these are all things that can be signals something's up. Don't take chances with electricity, because electric fires are just about as devastating and thorough as a fire can be. Call Mr. Electric at 269-8886 or put their name and number on a refrigerator magnet so you have it handy when you need them. 269-8886 or visit MrElectric.com. All right. Bo Holt.
Hello.
I'm taking your call because I know you're wickedly efficient with your words.
Yes, I was just going to say hello, and I wanted to encourage people to go to Baumhauer's. I go through spells where I can and cannot attend, and unfortunately, I'm in a spell where I can't right now, but I can't wait until I can attend again. And just, you know, echoing what you said earlier, y'all go. It's so much fun. It is a great thing to do in the middle of the week to break up the monotony.
Yeah, you can see the weekend from here.
You sure can. And that's all I was going to say.
And we'll still be there when your spell is over, my friend.
That's right.
Well, thank you.
We'll catch you later, Bo. Thanks for the call. All right, down to the traffic dungeon. Bunch of things starting to develop.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Receiving word of an overturned 18-wheeler. It's going to be at the 65-85 interchange in that real sharp turn coming from 65 onto 85. So be careful if you're over in that area. We'll get you more details on that as they become available. Apparently, this just happened. Everything else looking okay. The rest of 65 and 85 are all clear. The Boulevard Atlanta Highway, all those major roadways are accident and delay free. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Professional, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a familiar forecast now. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continue. Now, generally speaking, the storms fade out in the overnight hours. They'll get going again tomorrow. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again. High temperature in the lower 90s with, again, scattered to numerous afternoon and evening storms. Not every town will get one. Over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, not much change. More scattered afternoon storms for here in the Gulf Coast beaches. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. Interactive radar, push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair, but great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values like a $100 mail-in rebate on a set of select Goodyear tires now through June 30th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
Hey, Marguerite's is now in the Peppertree Shops. Marguerite's exquisite jewelry with our Forever Mark diamonds. We're in Peppertree Shops right there on Vaughan Road, right near Chappie's and Doug's too, and all the great places. Peppertree Steaks and Wine, there's tons of great things, and we're proud to be in there. Come visit us. Come see our Forever Mark diamonds. All Forever Mark diamonds are absolutely responsibly sourced. Everyone's absolutely beautiful, tremendously cut, and there's only 1% of the whole world's diamonds are Forever Mark. Come see Forever Mark diamonds. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thank you.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the teas and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all 3 floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Rugs, traditional or modern, handmade or machine-made. Get them all at SC Rugs with discounts up to 70%. SC Rugs has over 35 years of experience and has relationships with rug makers all over the world. SC Rugs at 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery can get you the rug you've imagined and at a better price than you'll find at other local stores or online. Come see the hundreds of rugs in the showroom or bring in a photo. SC Rugs can get any rug you're looking for and will match the competitor or online price. They'll even buy or trade your old handmade rugs. SC Rugs has the highest quality rug cleaning service in the area and offers the only rug repair in the river region. Leave it to SC Rugs to fill your home with the new rugs you've hoped for and to save the rugs you already love. SC Rugs makes rug shopping easy. Catch their current special, 8x10 rugs starting at just $100. 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Find them on Facebook or visit them online at scrugs.com.
Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Head in through July 9th and get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible tires. Plus, use your new and existing CFNA credit card and get up to $100. See Big A Tires and Automotive, 3114 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Claim form required. See your participating Firestone retailer or FirestoneTire.com for details. Limit 2 claims per household. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Subject to credit approval, prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank. Member FDIC and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Elmer Fudd. Sing Bruce Springsteen.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio. I pull you a winter quote. You say no. You say you don't like it. I say you're a liar. But when we get on, it's like fire.
Of course, that was Robin Williams.
There's something screwy around here.
Yeah, doing a fairly mediocre impersonation of Elmer Fudd. But earlier this afternoon, I was talking about how a great percentage of people that run the radio industry are lemmings. They are afraid to try something different. But if it works for somebody else, then everybody piles on. Quick example.
Okay.
Around the time I came to Montgomery, a station in San Diego threw an entire mishmash of different songs on the air. They had hip-hop, they had oldies from the 60s and 70s, classic rock. contemporary pop, maybe even a country song or two. It was maybe the biggest mishmash of music I've ever heard. And they called it the Jack format, okay? So their first rating period was very successful because it was so different.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all over the country, stations that were struggling, oh, well, if it worked for them, it'll work here. So Jack stations started popping up all over the United States. Well, it wasn't long before Jack was off in San Diego and everywhere else. It was not an idea built to last. It was a novelty.
I think that could only work if it's, like, based around a jock's personality. Were they just putting whatever
if you have on? If you have the kind of staff that knows how to build a following, and they'll stay with that jock no matter what they play or do, yeah, that can work. But you can't...
Right, just throw different...
announcers into it. No. And there's a big difference between announcers and air personalities.
Oh, yeah.
I've known quite a few of each, but far more jocks than air personalities. That's another discussion. The reason I brought up all of this, somebody asked about Dickie Goodman. And and he kind of reflects what happened with the Jack format in that he did these silly little things back in the 70s, and they would get played like crazy for about 2 weeks, and then they just burn out. But in the meantime... they sold a lot of copies. I don't know how much he made out of it because he was technically using, you know, lifts from popular songs. But here's an example. This one is called Mr. Jaws. Oh, and by the way, credit where it's due. This is when Jaws was a huge phenomenon in the summer of 75.
Eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Oh, my!
And what did she say when you grabbed her?
Please, mister, please.
I know sharks are stupid, but what did you think when you took that first bite?
How sweet it is.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say?
I can't breathe.
With me now is the local sheriff. Sheriff Brody, the shark will be back for lunch. What do you intend to do? Just arriving is oceanographer Matt Hooper. Sir, if someone is attacked by a shark, what should they do? We're going aboard the fishing boat of Captain Quint. Captain, will you be able to catch this giant shark?
I will.
Thank you, Captain. Captain, when you catch one of these sharks, what do you feel like?
Like a
sighted the shark again. He's coming straight for us. Captain Quint is shouting something at him. Hey, Jaws, the captain says he's going to catch you. What do you think of that? Uh-oh, here he comes again. They've hit him. Mr. Jaws, why doesn't anything seem to hurt you? He's coming right onto the boat. Mr. Jaws, why are you grabbing my hand?
Why would you give your hand to my friend?
No, wait. Mr. Jaws, that's not the way this record is supposed to end. Help! Help!
Come on, man. That was a can of corn. But in its time, you got to understand, this is many years ago, and nobody else had done something like that before, so it was seen as very clever. He had several of those, but he was smart. He timed them. It's like Rick Dees, the Memphis DJ who did Disco Duck. He came out with that. It was kind of an anti-disco thing. And a lot of names and reputations were built on that. You heard about Disco Demolition Night in Chicago.
Yes.
That was a combination idea between Mike Vec, who was my friend, who at that time was the general manager of the White Sox. His father had been the original owner of the team. And Steve Dahl, who was and still is, he's kind of like the Greg Goodell of Chicago. He's been around forever. His... you know, in that city, since he has been there for so long, his phenomenon time has come and gone, but he's still very popular, and he's still very listenable. And he built that on the Disco Sucks thing. So they between games of a doubleheader at Kaminsky Park, or as our former president, the big White Sox fan, says, Kaminsky Park, decided to blow up a stack of disco records at second base. And the crowd was pretty beered up. I think a lot of people showed up on another planet.
Yeah.
They flooded the field. They jumped out of the stands. They were climbing the foul poles. Nobody could get the police were on the field. Nobody could get it under control. And the White Sox were forced to forfeit the second game of that doubleheader to Detroit, 9-0, because they destroyed the field. It took days to get that field back into shape. So while it is an event that's still remembered, I mean, Rich has hit it on the timeline. And in fact, the anniversary is somewhere around now. Baseball took steps to make sure that it didn't happen again. There was another brilliant idea from the 70s in Cleveland called 10-cent beer night. That ended up with riots on the field as well, because you could buy 6 10-cent beers at a time.
Oh, wow.
So you had a packed house, like 45, 50,000 people totally just gassed. That did not end well. That game also had to be forfeited.
See, the Mr. Jaws thing, it reminds me, comedy is very difficult to be evergreen or to be timeless.
Yeah.
Most comedy doesn't
hold up. Look at Carlin's stuff holds up very well. In fact, Carlin's stuff, eerily, gets more timely years and years and years after his death.
But even the stuff we play is like late 90s, early 2000s. I don't know, you can pick, say, a great, like, the comics will name it, but Lenny Bruce. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of what Lenny Bruce is doing, it's, to me, as a 29-year-old, is not that funny. I respect it, but I'm not part of that time he was in.
Lenny Bruce is another hero of the left, just my opinion now, who I thought was vastly overrated. But that's an opinion. That doesn't mean it's a fact. It is 4:40. Holy cow. Earlier we were talking about John Schneider's issue, having been sentenced to jail, serving 5 hours of a 72-hour or 5-day sentence. And released, he's got to do community service, and he's basically saying, I can't meet the terms of this agreement I'm stuck with. And of course, when I read the story, the first thing I wanted to do was get an opinion from Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. What does somebody like that do? What can they do? What are their options? It's so important in a divorce situation, even a so-called amicable one, that you have to deal with one reality, because the exceptions are extremely rare. At the end of it, you're going to have 2 grown adults, each seeking a new life, and they're going to want to exit that marriage with what they put into it. Basically, they want a fair settlement. And sometimes guys can be the victim of a very punitive arrangement. And largely that happens because they choose to get involved instead of letting the attorney do their job. So for men in the River region, if you're facing a divorce, or it seems inevitable, jot down this name and number. These names, I should say. Delk & Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, 819-4810. Or browse their website, divorceformenalabama.com. I urge you to read the testimonials, because they very much tell the story of why these two women are so effective at what they do. That's Delk & Tomlinson, 819-4810, or online at divorceformenalabama.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Master Thespian, a quick Warhawk welcome to you.
Hey, yeah, I know you guys are tight on time right now. I'm dealing with this traffic situation down here. They have got, if you're coming 65 south trying to get onto I-85, you're being rerouted onto Day Street. They've got both lanes blocked. If you're coming through here, just advise it's going to be a while.
That sounds like it sounds like every bit of the disaster that it was described as when the caller reached out to us on the phone.
Oh, yeah, it is. I'm not sure if anybody's injured or not, but they've got police cars, wreckers, and they're trying to solve the problem right now, but they've got everything blocked off. So at the moment, I'm sitting on Day Street and a whole lot of traffic trying to make my way around to back to where I need to be.
Look at this. You got a great radio show to listen to keep you company while you're enduring that mess.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Keep us laughing.
Let's get the latest on this calamity. Again, this is the ramp from 65 to 85 north. An overturned truck. Let's see what Rick Walker has on it.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A major accident, 65 at 85. It's on the ramp. There's an overturned 18-wheeler there. It's blocking traffic on Day Street, and the authorities are now shutting down that ramp, 65 to 85, because the truck there is leaking fuel. So that's going to make it a hazmat situation. So you'll need to avoid that area at all costs. That's 65 at 85, the ramp from 65 to 85. Try to avoid that area. Major accident there. Everything else looks okay. We don't see anything on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway. The 31s are looking okay. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are accident and delay free at the moment. What are you waiting for? You pick it out. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter will work it out. Their finance specialists will go to work to get you on the road. Reinhardt Toyota's Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, I have another update on that mess in about 8 minutes. Right now, here's Fox Business at 444.
Network. America is taking a hike. The Federal Reserve hiking interest rates by a quarter point for the second time this year on Wednesday. Of course, this means folks will pay more when they borrow money or use their credit cards, but they'll also make more money from higher savings rates. Stocks taking a hit on word of two more hikes that are coming this year. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closing lower. It looks like a majority of students are planning to work once the school year is over. A new report from OppLoans finds 63% of teens and young adults already have a job lined up for the summer. Nearly half say they'll use the money for college or living expenses. And if you've already have a job and you're feeling sleepy at work, grab a pillow and join the club. 9 out of 10 employers telling the National Safety Council that tired employees are having a negative effect on their business. And more than half saying they've had workers actually fall asleep on the job. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Charles Payne.
At Progressive, we think your floral boutique is the bee's knees. In fact, it's all the bee's knees in every hive of bees in all the trees from here to Belize. Please. Everyone agrees. You deserve the expertise of Progressive Business Insurance, with over 40 years of experience helping busy bees and their knees glide with ease like a gentle breeze. So whether you're a worker bee, a queen, or none of these, buzz over to ProgressiveCommercial.com, if you please. Faster than a bee's knees as he pollinates the leaves of three trees. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
I'm Rick Peters. My wife Jennifer and I have just finished the process of having our kitchen updated by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations.
We love it. The kitchen cabinets look painted perfectly. The custom wine cabinet looks like it's always been there. The soft closed doors and drawers, along with the pullouts for storage, really make me feel like we have an upscale, modern kitchen.
The crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations were dependable, friendly, and professional. They completed the job in 5 days, estimated from the beginning, and went out of their way to make sure they cleaned up behind themselves. ourselves.
We've been in our house for 11 years. With the kitchen upgraded by Custom Cabinet Renovations, I almost feel like we've gotten a new home. This kitchen is beautiful. It turned out even better than I imagined.
Jennifer and I couldn't be happier with the job Custom Cabinet Renovations did in our kitchen. I'd recommend them to anyone who'd like to upgrade their kitchen. Give Eddie a call, 799-9873, to set up a time for him to give you ideas to update your kitchen. Or look them up on Facebook, Custom Cabinet Renovations,
799-9873. Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASE Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASE Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for wine at bargain prices? Introducing Walmart's Winemaker's Selection. Wines created specifically for the Walmart customer. Uncork the Chateau Treillure Double Wide. Pour a glass of Big Red Gulp. Sip on a Chef Boyardeau. Enjoy the Pinot Noir, Pabst Blue Nun, or the Merlot Rider. Walmart wines at an affordable price. You might even try the I Can't Believe It's Not Vinegar World Championship Riesling. And if you're celebrating your wedding anniversary at Walmart, toast and raise a glass of Nasty Spumani. Walmart's Winemaker's Selection. Now available in boxes and screw tops.
Coming in 2020, Game of Thrones is releasing all new spin-offs like Laverne and Cersei.
Shame!
Then, be sure to tune in and join the USS Dire Wolf in Stark Trek.
Winter is coming. Set your phases from stun to kill.
White Walkers.
And on Thursdays, check out the all-new comedy How I Met Your Mother of Dragons.
Dracarys.
Then, it's I Dream of Jamie, where the sex scenes are all in the family. Game of Thrones spin-offs.
I finally found something on cable that I didn't binge watch it, but I surfed into it on its opening night by accident on Stars, called Sweet Bitter.
Mm-hmm.
It was a story about this girl who comes to New York from Ohio and works at this really hoity-toity restaurant.
Okay.
And the characters were pretty compelling, and the season finale was Sunday night. I watched it this afternoon before I came in because I wanted to study up. I wanted to bone up for the show.
Right. We were planning on talking about it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. It wasn't, you know, as big and lavish and all that as Game of Thrones, but it's the first TV series I've watched in, like, a million years. Major situation on I-65. If you're planning on going to northbound 85 from southbound 65, it ain't going to happen. There is a truck overturned in that little tunnel, that little canal, and that really very poorly planned, if I might say. We were coming back from Prattville a couple of weeks ago, and I remember saying to Mrs. Roederbuttle, this is just a really badly designed interchange, like many of ours are. They just are. The Eastern Boulevard and Carmichael and all that with 85, somebody had to be on crack to come up with that one. Look at Taylor Road. Although the mayor has improved that intersection, he and his people, it still seems to be host to quite a few accidents and wrecks. All right, we don't have a whole lot of time left in this hour, and we are going to get back with Rick Walker in a moment. A couple of things. Mark Dice. Love Mark. He is an unabashed California conservative, and he did a one-minute piece called Whoops, Wrong Again. Hopefully this will play.
Trump's policies would throw us into a recession, the last thing we need.
Some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. He just says, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have?
The Dow, well, it's gone up for 8 straight sessions, and it will go up, at least at the opening bell, again today.
Companies are hiring. We know layoffs are down, and companies are hiring.
Unemployment for African Americans fell to a new low of 5.9%. Female job seekers, a low as well, 3.4%.
Jobless claims dropping to 3.8%. In fact, we've only seen a number that low since 1969.
Even the New York Times has to admit it. Check out this reporting. We ran out of words to describe how good the jobs numbers are.
Yeah, 500 days of American greatness. But it's those first two clips that tell you to sting. Mm-hmm. Negative, bitch! And then,
how's he going to do that? Whoa, he's going to wave a magic wand.
Ass. Holy cow, Joey, I just can't imagine how they get... You know what? The biggest benefit to Trump's economic policies, to the thriving economy we are experiencing today, was you leaving office, Mr. Obama, and Trump coming in and getting rid of all your onerous, constricting regulations. That's how those jobs came back! Because he's looking out for this country first. What an arrogant man Obama is.
What a butt munch.
Really is. And then I promised I would play this, and I better do it before I forget.
New from the makers of Oreo iced coffee comes even more Oreo flavors. Get ready for Redneck Oreos, beer-flavored cookies with skull-chewing tobacco cream filling. There's also Cheeseburger Oreos, beef, cheese, pickles, and ketchup in a bite-sized layer between two classic Oreo chocolate wafers. And coming soon, Ruth Bader Ginsburg Oreos. That's right, they kind of smell like the 85-year-old Supreme Court Justice. Don't ask how. New Oreo flavors. If you can think of one, we'll make it. Oreos, now taking up an entire aisle of your grocery store.
I think I'd want my windows rolled down if I was having one of those Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, you don't want to hotbox that.
No, you don't. 4:56 on your disrespectful News Talk 93.1 FM. Hey, if you're stuck in that traffic mess and you're getting angry and pissed off and all that stuff, take it from one who wasted a lot of his time being angry and pissed off when really the only person I was angry at was me and yada, yada, yada. You know what cures the angers sometimes?
What?
Doing something nice.
Oh, yeah.
Doing something good. I've got just the suggestion for you. If you're going nowhere fast in that traffic, why don't you pull your phone out since you're not moving? Type in Hospice of Montgomery on your browser and make any kind of donation. $5, $10, whatever you can spare. Help them out. Help perpetuate a phenomenal group of people that mentors families through the worst thing that a family can go through, the loss of a loved one or learning that somebody you love has got an illness with a clock attached to it. Let them mentor you through that phase so that life can be added to the time that's left. That's what they do. They have been doing it longer than any other hospice organization in Alabama, third oldest in the United States. They are incredible people. I've had the chance to meet them and see them in action. And they need to be available for families that have been bankrupted by an illness or don't have the insurance coverage for it. And that's why we ask your help. HospiceofMontgomery.org. And we'll be happy with any amount you choose to give. As we close in on 5 o'clock, back to the traffic dungeon, and let's get the latest from Mr.
Waka Waka.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The big news is the accident at the interchange where 65 southbound ramps onto 85 northbound. An overturned 18-wheeler there leaking fuel. The authorities have shut that area down. You can't get through there. Day Street is closed. The ramp is closed. 65 right at the interchange is closed. So be careful if you're coming around through there. You'll find an alternate route will be your best bet. Everything else, the rest of the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, all the rest of your major roadways are accident and delay free at the moment. Warm weather's here. Your dog wants to be outside more. Invisible Fence has a solution. Lots of plans. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring.